Open up your goodie bag and we'll give you a treat. After all, my little goblins, how can you resist tales about things that go bump in the night? We're inviting you to a whole new Boo. This Halloween, your three Musketeers, Jane, Baz, and Vance, have teamed up with several podcast alumni authors to bring you seven tales of mystery, malevolence, and mayhem. This special episode will celebrate us taking the mask off the podcast to offer you more LGBT inclusive content. That's right, queer storytelling in all genres. So mark your calendars and get ready for seven narrated tales that celebrate Halloween in written on the edge style. Still think it's a trick? Here's a sweet little morsel from S.A. Baz Collins' A Quarrel of Sparrows. We were on the precipice of a war with a neighboring pack. Though human, our wolf selves were as alert as ever for when Cade and his pack would strike. This night, one of our own, Mike Rumsey, came to me in a right fitful state. Mike was the most emotionally connected to us all, so if he was troubled, it spelled no kind of good for any of us at all. The moment we touched each other, a trigger was tripped. He had me pinned to the mattress of the bed, forcing his way upon me. Clothes were torn. Within seconds, I could barely move. This wasn't Mike. Something was in there. Someone had gotten to him. Daddy, come quick. It's Mike, only it ain't. The next instant Daddy was there, right out of thin air, he suddenly appeared, pulling Mike from me in a fit of snarls and spit. Half transformed, Mike looked nothing short of maniacal. "'Tain't him, Daddy. I know it ain't. I mean, he's in there, but something's got a hold on him.' Daddy gripped Mike and flung him against the wall so hard I could hear a few boards in it crack, and that side of the room sort of shuddered. Mike snarled angrily, but Daddy had him pinned up against the wall by his neck. "'Don't hurt him. He's still in there.'
Damn it, Hank, I know, I can feel it. Something's trapped in there with him, too. I can't use magic to hold him because we don't know what it is. It could make things worse. I've seen that happen before.
Mike tore at Daddy's arm, exposing muscle where his clawed hand sliced through Daddy's skin like warm butter. Daddy growled as he magically healed himself, but I could see it was taxing him. I'd never been confronted with something like this. I didn't know what to do. A second later, Riley and Tana bolted through the door. Seeing me in a fucked up state from Mike's assault, and watching Mike and Daddy writhe against the wall, they stood there dumbfounded for a couple of seconds before they moved to help pin Mike so he couldn't claw at Daddy none.
Hold him, damn it! I gotta get something from the basement!
Daddy bellowed as Tan and Rye took a hold of Mike, who began a new round of violent snarls and sneers at us. Those were met with equally possessive growls from Rye and Tan. The war between packs had now begun. Daddy disappeared to the basement, then reappeared a second or so later with a mason jar filled with water and some herbs. The water glowed ominously in Daddy's hand. Mike's eyes widened as he renewed his fight against our boys. Daddy unscrewed the cap as Mama and Corey appeared in the doorway. I just sat there with my clothes in tatters looking completely stupid when I should have gotten up to help them.
Jesus, he's stronger than fuck!
Tanner called out over Mike's snarls. Twice he tried to snap at Tanner, and was greeted with a powerful right hook across his jaw. It shook Mike for a second, but not as much as Tan would have thought.
Fuck, he ain't even fazed by me, Tan yelled louder.
Daddy turned to Ma and Corey.
You ready?
They nodded, then back to the boys holding Mike.
When I say three, you boys let him go, got it?
You ain't gotta tell us twice, he's getting to be too much. Whatever's got him is mightier than two bears fighting under a blanket.
Really?
Fighting under a... Is that all you got? Rye teased Tan.
Well, you be a poet then.
Boys, not now, Mama scolded them.
One!
The room became consumed in a violent wind. Whatever it was knew it was about to be threatened. The whole thing played out like someone from the outside was watching and just toying with us all. Suddenly, I knew what to do. I lunged for Mike, and as my shoulder collided with his waist, the contact allowed me to jump deep into his mind. Whatever raged outside in our room was but a gentle breeze compared to the maelstrom that consumed Mike from within. I couldn't find Mike at all.
Mike!
The winds rattled against me, pushing me back from what I could scarce tell was a threat of what was left to him.
Do!
I heard Daddy bellow. Inside of Mike, it rumbled like a thunderstorm without end. Inwardly, I felt myself flinch at Daddy's words, knowing a whole heap of hurt was going to come once he called three.
Mike!
I called out once more along that shared link I had with the members of our pack. I can't say how, but just as I knew Daddy was about to call three and all hell would break loose, I sensed something that felt like my mic. I pulled with all my might, using every ounce of magical strength I had within me to not lose him. I knew if I did, he would be truly gone. This here was feral magic. This was wild beyond anything I could ever imagine, ancient and evil, and somehow I triggered it. The moment we touched, I brought it out, and I was about to lose one of the dearest people I had. I knew I had to make this right, so I clung, mentally, emotively, and with my body pressed firmly against his physically, I bound myself to him.
Three!
My body writhed in pain as if I had just been struck by lightning. It seared across my body and into our minds. Blinded by the onslaught, I struggled against losing my wits and Mike. I couldn't let go of either. The pain was excruciating and immense. When I didn't think I could take no more, we were flung far and wide from everything, just lost to the dark, until my head made contact with the wall on the far side of the room. I slid to the bed below and everything started to regain focus. My world was coming back from the dark, like pinpricks of light eking its way into my vision again. I was coming back around. I shook out the last of the darkness and found we'd all been flung onto our butts in various parts of the room, all except Mike. Like some horrid piece of art, he was still trapped up against the wall. Only it weren't because of anything Mama, Corey, or Daddy had done. No, this was a remnant of whatever had been inside of Mike. The slats of the wall buckled and a crack threaded around the room along the walls. Then the oddest sound began to permeate the room. Laughter. One that had very little mirth to it, dark and evil it was. As we picked ourselves up from the floor, Mike's face began to contort into a grotesque caricature of himself. Almost cartoon-like. Distorted, evil, twisted, and malformed. Another ripple moved across the wall, cracking plaster and slatted boards behind it. The house shuddered from the onslaught of whatever was being let loose from Mike. Then it all became still. Mike cocked his head at an odd angle. His chin became slanted, grossly contorted, almost like it was stretched into a pain-ridden grimace. His eyes went the deepest shade of red, like coagulated blood, malevolence personified. Then a single word punctuated the room. It was a private message for Daddy and me.
Soon,
was all he said, though it wasn't Mike's voice at all. That there was pure Cade.